This next one is called Russia in 1931, and it's the name of a book written by the Peruvian poet Cesar Vallejo when he visited Russia in that year to write a book for the Communist Party in France about the second five-year plan of Lenin, initiated by Lenin. And there was a striking thing about it, which occurred to me, which was the year he was there was the last year the great Russian poet Osip Mandelstam lived freely. They're both the same age, two of the greatest poets of the 20th century, one of them half Indian, Peruvian, the other a Russian Jew. That's never funny. That's never funny. Russia in 1931. The Bishop of El Salvador is dead, murdered by no one knows who. The left says the right says provocateurs. But the families in the barrio sleep with their children beside them and a machete, or a rifle if they have one. And posterity is grubbing in the footnotes to find out who the bishop is, or waiting for the poet to get back to his business. Well, there's this. Her breasts were the color of brown stones in moonlight, and paler in moonlight, and that should hold them for a while. The bishop is dead. Poetry proposes no solutions. It says justice is the well water of the city of Novgorod, black and sweet.
Amen.
Cesar Vallejo died on a Thursday. It might have been malaria, no one is sure. It burned through the small town of Santiago de Chuco in an Andean valley in his childhood. It may very well have flared in his veins in Paris on a rainy day. And 9 months later, Osip Mandelstam was seen feeding off the garbage heap of a transit camp near Vladivostok. They might have met in Leningrad in 1931 on a corner, two men about 40. They could have compared gray hair at the temples or compared reviews of Trilce and Tristia in 1922. What French they would have spoken. And what the one thought would save Spain killed the other. I am no wolf by blood, Mandelstam wrote that year. Only an equal could break me. And Vallejo, think of the unemployed. Think of the 40 million families of the hungry.